CD 10. Chapter 31. Grant's feet sank into the soil at the bottom of the hole and kept on going. He threw up his arms to cover his head as he slid under the lip of the shaft. He hadn't stopped. In fact, he seemed to be gathering speed. Rolling and tumbling in the dark, he felt himself sliding helplessly down a slope. Loose earth and tiny pebbles cascaded down all around him, under his collar, down the neck of his shirt, into his ears and mouth. For a moment he felt a flash of weightless terror at the thought that he might fall forever. Then he landed with a hard bump and lay still. Earth slithered down over him. It piled up round his shoulders as if threatening to bury him. He spat the dirt out of his mouth and sat there for a moment, rubbing the bruises on his arms and shoulder. A thin, watery light filtered through the shaft above him. As his eyes adjusted, he could see rough rock walls on either side of him and stone steps that seemed to lead still further down. He slowly got to his feet. The light went out. Grant heard a scream, then a thud and a flailing above him. Before he could move, something heavy slid down the mound of earth and slammed into him. His legs were knocked out from under him. He fell forward and rolled down the stairs.
"Grant, is that you?"
"Reed?"
Grant came to rest and risked opening his eyes. One of his ribs felt as if it had cracked, and there was a pain in his ankle that he had no time to think about.
"Christ, next time shout before you jump down a dark hole."
Clearly shaken, Reed stood and stumbled down the passage towards Grant. He was barely out of the way when another shadow dropped through the shaft and came tumbling to the bottom of the slope.
"My God," said Jackson's voice in the darkness. "It's really real."
Grant flicked the switch on his torch. Nothing happened. He must have broken it when he fell. He threw it aside and pulled out his lighter. The damp walls shone in the light of the naked flame. The shadows rippled over them as he moved slowly forward. He edged his way carefully down the shallow stairs. Ancient as they were, they had none of the round edges or glassy surfaces usually worn into old steps.
"Looks like they haven't had many visitors," said Jackson behind him.
The tunnel ended in a thick, slanted doorway of dressed stone. A black mouth seemed to yawn open between its pillars, but as Grant reached his lighter into the shadow between the pillars, dim shapes swam out of the darkness. He stepped back, holding up the lighter so that its glow reflected off the frame. Heavy bronze doors blocked his way. The metal had faded to a greenish brown, crusted with age, but the patterns embossed in it were still visible. A pair of giant serpents writhed up the main panels, while four birds sat in the corners and stared out. There were no handles. Grant put his shoulder to the crack between the doors and pushed. The metal cracked and flaked away. The doors bowed in, but didn't budge.
"Careful," said Reed. "If those are as old as we think they are absolutely unique."
Grant took a step back and eyed the door with an appraising look. Then, before Reed could stop him, he swiveled round and slammed the flat of his boot into it. With a crack of tearing metal and a horrified cry from Reed, the door broke off its ancient hinges and fell in. A cloud of dust coughed up around it, and the whole corridor resounded to the clang of bronze striking stone.
"Geez, you sure know how to make an entrance."
Jackson pushed past Reed and shone his torch through the doorway.
"So, this is it."
He turned back and looked at Reed.
"Congratulations, Professor. You've done it."
Grant stepped through the open door and stared in amazement. For weeks it had been a place glimpsed only in his dreams, a mysterious chamber veiled in shadows. Of all the things he'd imagined, the last thing he'd expected was that it would seem familiar.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?